Now, the Sydney Arts Festival is a bold cultural celebration showcasing cutting-edge art and performances. Today, we are speaking with the leader of Briefs, Fez Fanana. He is the leader of an all-male burlesque troupe that has caused a glittering explosion of flirty, filthy fabulousness at this year's festival. Fez, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Now, tell us about Briefs. What is it that you guys are doing? How many people are in the troupe?
There's seven of us, seven idiots. We're an Australian company. We have one of our performers is from the UK, but the rest of us are from all over Australia, all the way from Broome through to Ipswich, all the hot spots
wow.
of Australia.
all the cultural centres of Australia.
Exactly. We've got a Sydney boy. We're an independent company. It's an independent production house. It's called Briefs Factory. We started Briefs Factory about 10 years ago. This all-male circus burlesque show is our kind of flagship show.
Wonderful.
For people who don't know us or don't know the show, it's called Briefs. This is our third incarnation, which we're lucky enough to have had all of our shows as part of Sydney Festival. This one's called Close Encounters. And we're not inventing the wheel in terms of cabaret or variety. It's a variety show, but what we're just putting on a new tread.
Okay, I like it. So what sort of performances do we see throughout the show? You mentioned there a mix of kind of burlesque and cirque performance.
Yeah, so it's an all-male troupe. So I think the politics behind an all-male troupe doing burlesque is kind of speaks for itself.
Mm.
I think we're always trying to flip the script on the styles of performance. So being a circus, we try and break the mold of that. You know, we've got drag queens tumbling in heels. We've got astronauts, androgynous astronauts covered in Swarovski crystals doing aerials. Like I said, variety and cabaret has been around for a long time, and we've been inspired by those worlds heavily. But something that's interesting is always trying to bring something that that can blow people's minds or just allow people to escape. I think theatre, circus, drag, all of these types of performance, they have the license of they're quite often the dirty words in the arts. We don't have our section in Arts Council, you know, there's no drag department, there's no circus department, which is a bit mind-blowing, and there's no... I guess the thing that we kind of pride ourselves is bringing the element of dance and theatre, and we try and give it the guts that it has the potential of. You know, drag is quite often something that belongs in clubs, but...
Mm.
What we try and do is bring drag to the theatre and to give it some guts and to give it the kind of I don't know,
a bit of a spotlight
in the mainstream arena.
I like this. I can't imagine doing anything in heels. Like, I'm the worst in heels. So tumbling in heels is absolutely blowing my mind. How long does it take for you to put a show like this together? What's the creative process behind it?
Well, this every time we make a new show, we try and improve and get more sophisticated about how we do it. And quite often, it's about keeping the spirit, the rough and tumble spirit of Briefs. We started out in 2008, and it was a club night. It was a warehouse party in Brisbane, of all places. You know, Brisbane is quite often the butt of the jokes of Australia when it comes to being progressive or cosmopolitan or artistic.
Anything to do with the arts.
Yes, but I guess one of the things is, you know, out of isolation, quite often some interesting and warped minds come out the other end.
So we
started out as a club night and a warehouse party, and it was just a celebration of, again, circus, drag, like basically any arts that kind of sits on the fringe. And so we kind of gave professional artists an opportunity to showcase and test drive late night cabaret work. And it was all live music. It was short films, and it was, we had a dodgy warehouse space. It was very illegal. It was a bit of a speakeasy. we sold a really badly made cheap punch We charged people $5 to get in.
Knock on the door 3 times.
Yeah. We had friends playing security guards. We had we had dodgy catering because, you know, it was an
this
era where a bunch of friends were always broke and hungry. Yeah. So we were like, oh, we can make cheap pizzas and we can make a dirty punch and we can feed you, and it's not going to cost you any more than $5 to come in and play with us.
Yeah.
So that evolved really quickly. And in fact, that first night we went dangerously over capacity and kind of realized that there was an audience for this. There was a demand for the kind of freedom in that kind of space. So, you know, there were nightclubs, there were gay clubs, there were clubs with live music and kind of fringy kind of entertainment. But we wanted to create a space where, yeah, you could escape and it was safe. I think quite often when you're growing as an artist in a city, quite often those artistic spaces get gentrified really quickly and you get elbowed out of that space. So we, you know, the arts is constantly evolving and constantly making new spaces, and I think that's part of our job.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the benefits of a bit of a mobile troupe as well. You can kind of go where the scene is and make the scene as you go as well, which would be just so much fun.
I think the culture behind the Spiegel Tent is something that we have always done. Excuse me, it's early.
It is early. I do appreciate you dragging yourself in here this morning. Anyone who can get out of bed before like 10 on a Saturday is a hero to me.
But the Spiegel Tent's a really special place because it is a mobile, as you say, it's a mobile nightclub. It's a mobile theatre. It's a beautiful, wooden tent made from mirrors on the inside. So even without a show, it's an experience to be in there. And then you put a show in there and I feel like, you know, we've turned this year's Spiegel Tent, and our show has converts the space and the interior of the Spiegel Tent into being a mothership, a spaceship. And
oh my gosh!
And the concept is that we've come from the future to let people know that while things are feeling a little bit turbulent, while public spaces are being questioned, while humans are not trusting each other, we've come from the future to let you know that everything's going to be okay and we actually get over this idiotic hurdle.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is what everyone needs
right
now.
Totally.
This is what everyone needs.
It's a bit of a dose, a bit of medicine for our country to kind of realize, not even just our country, I think our planet. So we're going kind of global with the way that we're trying to think about this show and trying to let people know and remind people how magnificent humans are and how much we need to be protecting each other as opposed to sabotaging each other.
What a beautiful message. I love when you can take something as fun as burlesque and drag and cirque and then put a really beautiful message behind it as well, because those are the vehicles that really drive home a good message, because when you're having fun, you can take
That's
things
really
a little bit more positively.
That's a really easy way to speak and connect to people,
Exactly. And it just sounds like the most fun show as well. How's the response been from audiences so far?
Amazing. There's varying times in the schedule, so make sure you look at the schedule. And the schedule, while it might be all over the shop, it actually caters for everybody. So there's a chance. We're sharing the space with another show called Riot from Ireland, who are magnificent. And then and at the moment we've got Lady Rizzo. So there's three shows going on in the tent, and every show has people busting out of that tent with an amazing energy. Last night we had another sold-out show. We had another standing ovation. I actually had an emo moment during the show last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I was talking about this stuff and I was addressing kind of how Sydney has been questioned, and Sydney has had to deal with some pretty ugly things of late. And as I was speaking, this man next to me just burst into tears.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh.
Keep it together.
I'm the biggest sook. I can't even watch, like, Beaches. I can't even get through the opening titles because I know what's happened.
I'm the exact same. I'm the person that sits in the car on the way home and a song comes on and all of a sudden I'm bawling my eyes out at a set of traffic lights.
So here's this sassy drag in this giant pink and orange tutu and Nene from Housewives hair and his big Diamante earrings and feeling all sassy. And then this man just breaks down next to me and made eye contact with me. And then I'm like,
oh, keep it together. That's amazing, though. That's so wonderful that the message is hitting home and it's getting to
people.
And
it's such a fine line. Like some people do feel empowered by it, and some people just get reminded of some really bad behavior. So they kind of, you know, they have their moments. We've been getting some amazing messages on our on our Facebook page, on our Breeze Factory Facebook page, and our Instagram account, lots of Sydney people being very vocal and proactive about responding to us and thanking us for allowing them to come into an idiotic, glittery, safe space. And even if it is, you know, a lot of these people need these antidotes. And a lot of them are saying, thanks for addressing it. Thanks for reminding us and even if it is for this only 75 minutes, thank you for making this safe space for us to kind of celebrate.
Absolutely. A lot of those spaces are disappearing from Sydney, so it's really beautiful to see one coming back in such a great arena as well. First, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
It was too much fun. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That was Fez Fanana there. He is the great leader of an all-male burlesque troupe called Briefs, speaking with us today about their exciting show, Close Encounters, which you can catch at this year's Sydney Arts Festival. I will leave all the links on the podcast at the end of the show after we finish. Do not miss their fabulous performance. As Fez was saying, there's a few different times, so do be sure to check out when suits you.